right, guys, thank you for that. And it's time now for our community segment here today. We are not running Check Call. Check Call is tomorrow, but we've got Grace Sharkey here to talk all things CPG and retail with the stock out here today. Grace, thanks for being here. And we've got a really interesting story coming up on Check, not on Check Call, it's still up on the screen, on the stock out. We're going to get that right today. And we're talking about PepsiCo and some new goals for water. And I love this because it's a different way to look at sustainability. Talk to us about it.
Yeah, so Pepsi came out last week saying that they're looking to be net water, I love these terms, net water positive by 2030, which, you know, it's so funny to kind of look at. I mean, we're about to go into a new year, right? A lot of these 2030 sustainable goals coming up. And if I had to make a nice little freight tech, hot take for next year, I think we're going to see a lot of investment in these areas too. And that was a big part of their announcement, is looking into technology to help them achieve these goals. I mean, clearly on the beverage side of things, about 90% of any pop is, of course, carbonated water. So that's a big part of it. But clearly their snack side and a lot of the other goods that they create as well, pretty much everyone in the food and beverage industry uses a lot of water, whether it's through farming or even through their own plants as well, to create these goods. It's a big reason you also hear in kind of the meat side of things, why looking at different types of meat or more sustainable meat processes are huge, because we clearly are dealing with climate change issues, and it's ramping up in its style as well. Which means, unlike myself, who's surrounded by fresh bodies of water, that you can't find that material or fresh water across the globe to continue processing these goods and making these goods accessible on our shelves with really the outcome that we're producing through climate change. So happy to see that PepsiCo is taking the stance, and they're not the only ones. The whole industry is looking for ways to sustain water more in their supply chain as well.
And Grace, when looking at PepsiCo and some of the other major producers, are they taking different approaches throughout the world? So for example, is there a different approach for the US versus maybe overseas?
Well, I would say it's almost more of bigger concerns of having fresh water across the globe. Big areas in particular who within the next 20 years are going to see some very huge problems finding and digging for groundwater and dealing with rainfall. Brazil, Indonesia, you think, okay, surrounded kind of by water, but not the water that you would need to sustain these supply chains. And the Ukraine as well. All within the next 20 years, the UN has reported that they're going to have some major issues supplying themselves with fresh water in particular. And as our, of course, supply chains get more global, that becomes a bigger issue when you're looking at where your suppliers are. And we talk about risk management, right, within your supply chain. Well, it's not just about risk of a fraud or risk of poor products. I mean, we're talking about having natural resources to create, again, some of the goods that we consume on a daily, some hourly basis, if you look at that. And so I think across the globe, we're going to see different initiatives taking place in order to, of course, prevent these more natural freshwater issues. But it's, again, a ticking time bomb. Well, as we hear a lot from especially greenhouse gas emissions studies, I mean, there's not really much we can do now to take steps back from these issues that we've made, but it's more about how do we conserve every step forward.
So, Grace, of course, PepsiCo is one of the massive CPG companies out there, right? They own so many of these smaller brands. And so it's almost really refreshing to see it kind of be that umbrella right there. They sit at the top of the umbrella and they cover so many of these other brands. So to know that it's coming from a top-down approach is something that is super important, especially when you as a consumer are looking at making more conscious choices, right? You can kind of eliminate some of the decision fatigue or the issues that come with making those more conscious choices, knowing that it comes from the top down. Are any of the other big CPGs thinking about like the Frito-Lay or like the P&G, are any of them looking to make kind of the same top-down approach, or are they leaving it more to those independent brands within their umbrella?
over 58% of food and beverage companies within North America have publicly come out with around these same type of goals. I'd say Coca-Cola, they've come out with, I think, more of a worldwide standard than like here in North America, but still, actually, as sad as it to say, because I'm more of a Coke gal, they actually use, Pepsi uses a third of the natural water that Coke actually uses. But regardless of that versus between those two, it's going to be interesting. Like I said, 58% of all food and beverages companies have come out saying this is important to them. They're going to be looking at ways to, of course, reduce total consumption. But there's other, more strategic options that can help slow things down, preventing soil health issues. Of course, pollutants getting into fresh groundwater, lowering their greenhouse emissions will be a huge part of this too. And then avoiding deconstruction of ecosystems. So livestock grazing is a big part of that. Deforestation, raising fish in these large pools. So there's different ways that I think you think about those in particular, right? That's not just Pepsi itself or these food and beverage companies that are going to be changing their operations, but they're going to be asking those supplying to them, right? When it comes to livestock grazing and the deconstruction of ecosystems, that's going to be, I think, a lot more of their the different tiers of suppliers that they're going to be requesting change their operations as well. So again, I think there's a lot of technology that will come out to help with this too. So in the world of freight tech, that's more for me to work on, right?
And this is amazing news, Grace. Love hearing how all these initiatives are taking hold and all these goals that really sound achievable and amazing at the same time. When we're looking at these companies doing this, are they doing this under their own fruition, or is there getting some pressure from regulations that they have to meet certain goals by certain times?
I know the UN has individual goals, and that's not really connected directly to them, but that also is a big pressure. There is also the consumer that Kaylee brought up as well. If you check out the Stockout's last newsletter, which you can find on freightwaves.com as well, you'll see that was actually part of something we touched on outside of fresh water, but still sustainability within the consumer's concerns. But I think at the end of the day, really, do you want to have a viable product within the next 50 years is how a lot of these companies are starting to look at it. I mean, if you really dive into these studies and think about those like four or five different areas I just touched on and at least attacking, minimizing those issues. I mean, all of those different issues, soil health, climate change, clearly destruction of ecosystems. If those continue to happen at the pace that they are currently, Pepsi won't have any water to even consider using to make some of our favorite beverages. So I think it is lightly, of course, the consumer. I think it's, of course, some big regulations and that out there. But it's the long-term aspect of your products and your companies. And will you be here to celebrate your 200th year? Or will you not have the natural resources to do so?
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to watch. Grace, thank you for joining us this morning, and we will talk to you soon.
Thanks, guys.
Right now, we're going to take a quick break, but we'll be right back with more Freight Waves Now.